just a good old boy. Welcome back to The National Defense. I'm Nate Herron, and we're joined today by actor, singer, John Schneider, who, of course, you know as Beauregard. I want a bar bet on that, John, that the Beau was short for Beauregard a long time ago. But from the Dukes of Hazzard, and he is back. We could talk to him all day about, you know, what he was doing, singing and acting on screen in the 80s, but he's got a whole bunch of new projects today. John, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Beauregard. I don't even know how to spell that.
I'd probably have to give the guy his money back if he made me spell it. He's like, all right, fine, smart guy, spell it.
I want to thank everybody who's listening. I want to thank everybody who's listening here for not only for your service, but for your sacrifice. I know that that what you do, you are the ones who provide people like me with freedom to be able to create, to be able to write books and do music and do movies. And I want you to know that Beauregard Duke and Jonathan Kent and all the other people that I've played, and, of course, John Schneider, I greatly, greatly appreciate your sacrifice for my freedom. So thank you.
Well, that is not falling on deaf ears with this audience. You know, your life with your late wife, Alicia. I mean, you guys, I'm assuming you're going to make a movie about this. You need to. And the story is just, it's got all the parts you need. It's got the laughter. It's got the tears. You know, unfortunately, you know, she passed away, breast cancer earlier this year. You've got a new album dedicated to her.
Yep.
Now, so you have the album and you have the book. Which would you like to talk about first?
Let's talk about the book. When Alicia was first diagnosed with cancer, with breast cancer, she was diagnosed with stage 4 5 years ago. And, you know, that's a devastating piece of news. And most people would take that news and kind of sequester themselves away and cry in their beer and give up. You know, there is no stage 5. Stage 4 is it.
Mm-hmm.
So instead, she said, okay, I accept that this is what I have, but I'm going to learn everything I can about my cancer, and I'm going to beat it. And we're going to do that. And I said, all right, let's do it. And we did it together. And we did exactly that. In 6 months, her cancer no longer showed up anywhere. No longer showed up on a PET scan, no longer showed up on an MRI. It was effectively gone. So we made, as we say, we made the cancer dog sit. So she wrote a book. She started writing a book called In the Driver's Seat about being in charge of your own diagnosis, learning about it, formulating a plan, sticking to the plan, the importance of having an advocate with you all the time, which was me. And the cancer, we got into dirt track racing. We basically just forgot about it.
Sure.
And I think that was a mistake. Because once you make the cancer dog sit, you've got to then spend the rest of your life making the cancer dog stay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, cancer is a powerful force, but she and I both refused to ever spell the word cancer with a capital C. We wouldn't give it that much power in our lives. So we have many friends. I have many friends who Alicia schooled who are still around, who are still in complete remission because they listened to her.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a book, Love, Loss, and Living Life with No Regrets. This is about how to live however long you have. Could be 4 years, could be 40, could be 70. No one has any idea.
Sure.
But you want to live your life your way. You want to be the dog and not the tail. So if you have been told you have cancer by someone in a white lab coat, then I urge you to get a hold of this book. It will make you laugh, it will make you cry, but it will empower you to make up your own plan and to stick to it.
You're listening to The National Defense. Of course, the book is In the Driver's Seat, Love, Loss, and Living with No Regrets. We don't have a lot of time, but John, we want to make sure to talk about his album as well. The book and the album, both available, johnschneiderstudios.com. Is that correct?
Yep, johnschneiderstudios.com.
All right, so the album.
We're
Still Us.
It's a tribute to my smile, and I believe God gave me that title. I really do. Said you're going to write an album. It's going to be a tribute album for your smile, but it's also going to be an album that will help other people who are on this road. That's what I call it. Who are on this road, because it will give them strength to know that there are other people who feel the same way they do, especially someone they've been watching since they were 4 years old on television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it is raw.
What was more difficult, being raw, to write? Was it to finish up the book that Alicia had started, or was it to write this album?
To write the album with my friends, because they're people I trust, and I was just completely, this was right after it happened, so I was a raw, weeping nerve. And when you write with these kinds of writers, you start telling stories, and in those stories, invariably, lines will come out.
Mm-hmm.
Like "We're Still Us." Why did you leave me here? Is one of the songs. Why did you leave me here? You had to know I'd break. Mm. Why did you give me hope just to take it all away? Why did you let me dream, knowing I'd wake up? I can't find a reason why you'd hurt me this much. Why did you leave me here?
Man.
So these are things that we on the road think about. We think about, you know, what if I did this? What if I did that? You know, would things be different? So there's a song called "What If I." I believe with all my heart and soul when I get to heaven that Alicia is going to be the first hand I touch.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be there waiting for me somewhere down the road. And that's another one of the songs. But in order to write these, I had to go back to the night that she passed away. I had to go back to the phone call when I got that phone call from her dad. I had to go back to the day that she was diagnosed with cancer. So it was opening up very, very fresh wounds again. But I do believe that that's one of the ways we heal. If you ignore it, if you try to hide it away, grief will have its day anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So you're never going to get over it. You will carry it with you. I believe you'll carry this weight of grief for the rest of your life. But like going to the gym, the weight doesn't get any lighter, but your ability to carry it, you get stronger.
Sure. Sure.
So both the book and the album will help you do that. And then, of course, we've got this really fun movie called Jingle Smells, about a kind of a delinquent guy who finds toys from a canceled wrestler because he dares to be patriotic and dares to be conservative in public. But the guy that plays my son finds all these toys that have been thrown away because he's been canceled, and he gives them to kids in children's hospitals at the end of his workday. So he smells by the end of the workday, and the kids call it jingle smells.
And you got Eric Roberts, Jim Brewer, Victoria Jackson, we've had on the show many times. We could talk to you all day long. You got a big radio tour going here. I want to thank you for being part of my family's Christmas tradition. We had an old vinyl of White Christmas, and I would only let them play the B-side with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on it. But again, without the bitter, the sweet ain't a sweet. You got a fun movie on Rumble, Jingle Smells, available now, and as well as johnschneiderstudios.com, your book and album, In the Driver's Seat, Love, Loss, and Living with No Regrets, and We're Still Us, respectively. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate
it. You are so welcome. And thanks again, everybody, for your sacrifice. You are greatly appreciated. Merry Christmas.
You too. You've been listening to The National Defense.